Lord, I need you to hold my hand. Song, it fits right where we are today. Amen. We need the Lord to hold our hand. Right. He's the only one. Reverend Riley's been saying all morning, he's the only one that can. That's where your power lies. Mm. I come to you this afternoon giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend Riley, Reverend McMillan, my beautiful wife, and beautiful church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome responsibility to profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for we need to hear a word. Speak, Lord, for someone is crying on the inside. Speak, Lord, for somebody is struggling and going through, got something on their mind. Speak, Lord, and bring peace in the midst of it all. We need to hear from you, Lord. Take charge, Lord, as I submit. Do with me what you wish, Lord. Use me, but speak a word, for we need a word.
Oh, yes, yes.
Have your way, Lord. In this vessel, have your way in this building. Have your way in anyone gathered here. Just have your way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all look good out there.
All right.
I've seen some of the big churches do that too. They close off. They force everybody up to the front. Close off as you sit down. It looks like they always got a full house, and as people come in, they open up another little curtain. And they always look full when you look at it on TV, though. I want you to turn with me this morning to the book of Romans, chapter 8. And I'm going to just read a couple of verses there to you. Start with verse 28. And I'll be reading out of the King James Bible. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. And I want to just use as a topic this morning a question. And that question is, how can I be all that God calls me to be? How can I be all that God calls me to be? Have you ever wondered why? I guess we doing testimony. I think I heard that. Wonder sometimes why things turn out, work out like they do. It seems sometimes that the people who do little progress much, while others who do much progress little. Sometimes it just seems all twisted and tangled up. Like the evildoers that we talked about in Psalms 37. It seems like sometimes the evildoers just get... If you look at this nation that we live in, sometimes you wonder why we are where we are. Some people here, we know, older people went through some stuff, done civil rights and all of that, and saw some gains and saw some progress and thought was moving on, and then you look around and say, hold on, wait, are we in the same place? Did we move in? What is going on? Sometimes it makes you you wonder. But the army has a slogan. I think that's the army that has. It says, be the best that you can be. It didn't say be the best that somebody else can be or try to be as good as somebody else. It said, be the best that you can be. So today we're somewhat revisiting an important area of study that I think we did it probably 2 years ago. I did a series that making deep theology simple. And so we're going to revisit some of that this morning, talking about deep theology. Let me just refresh your memory. Theology is the study of religious faith, practice, and experience. The study of God and God's relation to the world. It's a system of religious beliefs or ideas. And theology should not only help us understand more about who God is, but it should also help us answer the question, how should I live? How should I live? Psalms 37:1, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they shall soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. But trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. This Christian journey, what is this Christian journey all about? Well, what it's really all about is self-examination.
All right.
Continual self-examination. Am I doing what God calls me to do? Am I even sure that I'm hearing from God? I suggested 2 years ago that we use a definition that Robert Mulholland used in his book, Spiritual Formation, as a guideline for our Christian journey. In his book, he defined this Christian journey as the process of being conformed to the image of Christ for the sake of others. I want you to Just digest that. The process of being conformed to the image of Christ for the sake of others. In other words, you ought to be a walking calling card for God. You ought to be attracting people to God because of the way you walk, because your continual walk is trying to be like Him. My whole walk is, what would Jesus do in this situation? If somebody is going through, what would Jesus do? Because I want to be like Him. Okay. And if I'm walking and talking, I'm a calling card for God. So I'm drawing others to Him. I'm constantly, every time I say or do the wrong thing, that I push one of God's children away, I need to rethink it and say, let me straighten up, because I'm pushing people when I ought to be drawing people by who I am. Being conformed to the image of Christ for the sake of others. You see, when you walk through this world, it does not take much to see people doing everything and saying everything. And it's easier to talk about people than it is to try to change somebody. Yeah, is that right, mm-hmm. Christians? But it makes you think, am I being called by God? See, the Bible says in Matthew 22 and 14, for many are called, but few are chosen. See, many people hear the call of God, which only comes two ways. It's, how do you hear from God? You either hear from God through His creation. You go out there and look around. And I was looking this morning. You see the sun and the clouds and how they change and do things that you have no control over in spring one week and summer the next week. And you say, must be God, because if it was up to me, we'd have another week of spring. So I tried to help y'all, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
And the other way you hear is your conscience within you. Something speaks to you through your conscience. Why you do what you do? Why didn't you do something else? Because I didn't feel it was right. Your conscience. You hear through your conscience. But only the few will respond, because they are the ones who are truly hearing. Y'all listen to me this morning. Only the few will respond, because they are the ones who are truly hearing. Am I hearing? Am I growing? Am I stagnant? Am I in the same place spiritually that I was 2 years ago? 10 years ago? Or am I growing? And every round goes higher and higher. I get closer and closer to God. I heard Dwight say he's at a good place in his life. It's like he didn't just jump there. He grew to that where you get to a place, you say, I feel better than I did. Are you growing? Mm-hmm. Yes. You see, the point is that everyone has ears, but only a few are listening and responding. not everyone who hears the gospel receives it, but only the few. The few who have ears to hear. Many are called or invited into the kingdom, but none are able to come on their own. Lord, I need you to hold my hand. I can't make it on my own. John 6 and 44 says, "For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw them to me."
Yes.
It's God Himself who creates life, and grants repentance, and gives us faith. Isn't that something? You can't even have faith unless God gives it to you. Man is totally unable by himself to do the things that are necessary for us to enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, I need you to hold my hand.
Yes. Yes.
So, all of God's chosen will be saved without exception. Just stick with me this morning. I ain't gonna stay long, but because see, this is deep theology, and it's gonna be made simple. They will hear and respond because they have spiritual ears to hear the truth. God's power makes this certain. Not our power, no power of our own, but God's power makes sure that those that He wants to hear will hear. Romans 8:26 says, "And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness." For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying.
Yes.
For the Spirit pleads for us in harmony with God's own will. Let's see what that groaning. Did you see that word in that video? Go back and look at it. Groanings. They're talking about a communication that's beyond our ability to express. Communication beyond our ability to express. Lord, I want to pray for you. Ever prayed and get down on your knees, and the world is coming at you so many different ways that you don't even know what to pray for? You want to pray, but you just can't say it. The words won't come out. You get all tainted up. You, maybe that's just me. You get on your knees and start to pray, and you start over here, and you almost have to start your prayer over again because you're over here now, and then you don't even know which way to go. You say, "Lord, what is going on?" And sometimes you just have to moan sometimes. Sometimes you have to simplify, just fall on your knees and throw your hands up and say, "Help me, Lord. Lord, have mercy."
Yes.
The more I try to make it logical, the more it seems to be tangled up. The more I spend my time in a certain area, the more confused I get. I need you to hold my hand. I need you to groan for me.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes. But Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Are you one? Have you been called according to His purpose? See, we're going to dig now. We get into deep, deep theology now, because we're talking about predestination. And are you called? That's past tense. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. That's deep theology. But here, you listen to this circular logic. The world says that circular logic is bad. But when you look at it through the eyes of God, circular logic is good. The Bible is true. So you should do what it says. You see, that's circular logic, because that presupposes that you believe that the Bible is true. So the Bible is true, so you should do what it says. That's circular logic. God is omnipotent, so we should respond to His call. So how do we know if we are among the few that have ears to hear? By responding to the call. So get that. His faces don't look like it did, because I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it. It's circular logic. How do we know that God called us? I know He called me because I answered. Did you answer? Think about it. I know He called me because I heard Him. I know He called me because He changed my life. I know He called me because I'm not who I used to be. I know I'm God's child because I heard Him call my name. Assurance of this certain call, this chosen call, is from the Holy Spirit. When you walk differently, it's because God called you. If you are someone that you didn't used to be, God called you. If you know that you can't change on your own, but yet you are different, then God has called you. Then you are a child of God. He called you. He knew you from your mother's womb. He foreknew you. And those He predestined, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorify. And the God who began a good work in you, He'll finish. He didn't bring you this far just to leave you. So as you go through this journey, you're going to encounter some good times. You're going to encounter some bad times, some horrible situations. They're just sometimes just downright ugly. Why am I in the mess that I'm in? What in the world is going wrong? I thought I was going one way, and here I am going a whole different way. What in the world? But if you are a child of God, all things work together for good for those that love God. Through it all, those that are called according to His purpose. The songwriter says He's intentional. Everything you're going through, nothing that you are going through is something that God does not already know about. God says you're going through this way because I got something in mind. If you don't go through what I want you to go through, you can't get to where I want you to be. See, Lord, but some other people got there without going through these hard trials and tribulations. It's like your parents. I don't know anybody got multiple children in their family. There's always one that's just hard-headed. Is that right? You always got one. You know, some brothers, some of them go through it the right way, and all you got to do is tell them what's going to happen if they don't do it, and they'll go through it the right way. But then you got some that's got to tell somebody that thing will shock you. That's usually the boy with the electricity. I got to pull the plug out and try it first. But God knows us. We are His children. He knows that some of us, if He don't take you through the rough way, you won't get it. That's the only way you'll get it, is to go this route that God has to take you. So He's intentional. He knows each one of us. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
So on this Christian journey, there's three things that we ought to understand. One thing we need to understand is that God has a plan. God causes everything to work together for good to those who love Him. It's something about God's plan that we should know. God's plan will not fail. Cannot fail. So all you got to do is be sure you're part of His plan. Be sure that you are called. Be sure that you have answered. Be sure that you are listening, and not just listening, but hearing. See, a lot of us will not hear. We're like kids. Some of us need to be knocked straight, because sometimes we just don't get it. And you hear God saying, God will continue to tell you what's going on, what you ought to be doing. He keeps telling you, but you won't hear. But God has a plan. God's plan is not dependent on us. God does not, we don't get to approve God's plan. Although we all want to. Secondly, make sure that you participate in God's plan. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them that are called according to his purpose. Matthew 22:36 says, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You get those two right and you're on the right road then. And this is love, 2 John 1:6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. So your responsibility to love the Lord. When you love somebody, you do as they say. Young people, when you love somebody, you do as they say. Because unless it's a really, really, really bad parent, which children think we all are. But I guarantee you, there's not a parent, I know in CLLC, there's no parent in CLLC that would tell you to do something that they didn't feel really, really, really strong that it was the right thing for you to do. Y'all all think they just do something just to aggravate you. Just, but they're really, really trying to guide you the right way. And then, finally, God's responsibility to execute his own plan. Ain't that good? That God made the plan. And he said, you don't have to worry about it. So all you got to do is just follow me. I'm going to execute the plan. I got the plan all worked out. I'm going to do it all myself. All you have to do is follow me. You see, this call of God is not like a parent calling a child. Because when a parent calls a child, the child may not hear. In some cases, they may not answer. They act like they didn't hear. But the call of God is different. The call of God is like when he called Lazarus from the grave. He said, Lazarus? Reverend Max says that he had to call him by name, because when he called him, he hadn't called him by name. She said, everybody would have gathered. You see, God has authority.
Yes.
God's ways are not like our ways. God is infinite. We're finite. God knows the end from the beginning, while we can just see a short part. He knows the whys, while we grasp for wisdom. Why did that happen? But God knows. God's ways are not like ours. The call realize who God is. 1 Corinthians 1:23 and 24. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But to them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Those that are called know who God is. All things that happen to us in this life are not good. But God can take all things, good, bad, and ugly, and work them together for our good. And not only can he do it, he promised that he would. So what should we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, predestination may raise some intellectual problems. That's because man tries to wrap his finite mind around an infinite God. However, those who accept the gift of salvation become the elect of God. God's mind is greater than mine. I just need to accept that. And finally, I want to close with a statement from a quote from Joyce Myers. It says that God wants to reveal the truth about us to us. It's time to stop running and start facing the things that are coming between us and him. The things that hold us back from his good plan and purpose for our lives. I want to encourage you to sincerely repent of your mistakes and trust God's love for you, that he will forgive you and help you move past them. You don't have to live under the burden of your mistakes and regrets. Turn to God, serve him with your whole heart, believe his word and walk in his ways, and you will reap the rewards of living his wonderful plan for your life. Lord, I just need you to hold my hand. Through it all, I just need you to hold my hand. If I can just keep my focus on you through my trials and through my tribulation, if I would just not let them weigh me down, if I could just keep my eye on you, keep my hand in your hand, then I can go through it all and come out on the other side stronger and wiser and better for it. I just need you to hold my hand. Deep theology made simple. How can I be all that he calls me to be? Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for putting up with us when we become wiser than you. Think that we know it all. Thank you, Lord, for being patient with us. Thank you, Lord, for always being there. When we return to you and call on your name, you're always there. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you and we trust you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.